Hey, welcome back to the podcast. I've got a great episode for you today. We're talking about four things that you need to know, things that you should be aware of, things that just like set in the back of your mind for as you're stepping into your purpose to give you that like, oh, this is supposed to happen. Like things that you're going to run into, things that you just, as soon as you embrace these core concepts, these core ideas, you're able to move faster and further. So I'm going to try something different. As I have mentioned, as you may know, I put a journal question in the show notes based on the episode that I write, that I record. I do it after because a lot of times I'll have an idea of where I want to go with the podcast. I'll have my key points, but I also just let it flow. So I don't come up with the question until after I'm done recording. So today, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the question here. Then you can keep it in the back of your mind as you are listening. And I just want you to ponder it. Just give yourself a couple of minutes after to think about it. And I'm going to put it in the show notes as well, so you can go back to it. So don't focus too much on it right now. But just think about it as you're listening. So here it is. What are some old patterns or behaviors that you feel are holding you back from tapping into your true essence? How can you start letting go of those outdated habits, beliefs, and reveal your authentic self? So think about that as we talk about what are four things you should know as you step into your true purpose. Let's do this. Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm so excited you're here, and I've got a great episode for you today. I'm going to talk about four things that you need to embrace, things that, like, four things you should know before you step into your purpose, as you're stepping into your purpose, as you're discovering, as you're getting this desire to move forward in, okay, what am I supposed to do? What am I put on this earth for? What is this more that I keep feeling? And I wanted to just give you four things that these are things that I needed to embrace myself. These are things that were, they may seem obvious, but listening to them and embracing them changed the way that I show up for myself. And it changes the way that I show up for my clients. It changes the way I show up for my family. It changes the way I show up for my business and for my purpose and my calling and the impact that I can make. And so I just wanted to share this because these are, as I was talking with someone who was, she has just entered into this idea of, she's like, Tammy, there's something else I need to be doing. There's something else that I want to be doing. And it's become such a heavy burden. I want to discover what it is. And so we started talking about it. And these are kind of four conversations we had. So I'm going to boil it down into, you know, instead of talking to you for hours and hours on this, I'm just going to give you these four things. And I want you to sit with them and think about it because it is worth the effort. It's worth the work to discover your purpose and to not just discover it, but to do something about it, to live it, to step into it, to take this ambition and this calling that you have deep in your knower, deep in your soul, and figure out what's next. One of the things that I get asked a lot, and one thing that I ask my clients too, is what are you sacrificing if you don't? Or what do you miss out on if you, or what happens if you don't step into your purpose? If you don't take this God dream that God's put in your heart that is deep, deep in that knower, what happens if you don't do it? And I ask myself because
I was talking to my son, and he's like, well, things come so easy to you, Mom. And I was like, no, they don't. Speaking in public does not come easy. It's getting easier. I actually found I enjoy it more. So it's not easier. I just enjoy it. And I know that it's worthwhile. I know that I get to share and I get to inspire and I get to impact women when I speak. And so I was talking to him about the fact that it's an effort that I put into it. And it's one that I have to do things that I haven't done before, that it doesn't come easy. I get persistent. I get so focused on the why, because if I don't do it, if I sit and I don't share the message that God has on my heart, this burden of, I believe that every woman should know what their God-given purpose is. I believe as well is that we should not only know what it is, but we should be doing it. And I am starting to really see that it's not just for your family or for your community, that it is for the benefit of the kingdom. Like it is for, well, such a greater purpose than just what we can see. And with that, it's like, it's worth doing the hard things. And so here are some of the things that I was talking with my new client and also a good friend of mine, is to do something different, you have to be someone different. Now, the first time you think about this, you're like, what do you mean? I don't want to, the whole point is to figure out who I am. And it's like, yes. But in order to be someone different, we have to look at who are we in the first place. We have to pull the normal, the habits, we have to pull the expectations, we have to pull the way that we've always done things away. And we just strip those away and see who are we at our core. And then we start adding things back to elevate who we are. You know, are we persistent? If anything, I am persistent. I will keep trying. Are we diligent? Are we caring? Are we empathetic? And we have to really step into those roles and pull away all of the things that it may have looked like before. So, but to do something different, we have to be someone different. We have to, it's not all about the things that we're doing. It's who we're showing up as. It's who we're being in the moment. If we want to be a business owner, then today we have to look at, okay, the business that I want to run, what does she look like now? And how can I live it now? So in order to do something different, there's things that are going to be asked of us that are things that we haven't done before. There's going to be characteristics that are deep inside of us. I don't think we have to fabricate. This is not like we can be our authentic selves here. We don't have to fabricate. We don't have to pretend like, you know, we don't have to fake it till we make it. And we get to step into those characteristics now and develop them within us. And if we don't make changes, if nothing changes, nothing ever changes. So we have to be willing to change. And this, so much of what we do is actually based on who we are and not based on the things that we do, the busy work, the running around. When we embrace the being the right person for our calling, the doing comes naturally. So that's the first one, is to do something different, you need to be someone different. And it just means more of you and less of the influences of the world. Less of the influences of what's always worked, and less of the feelings that we have to show up as a certain. This is how our friends see us. The next one is, we're going to make mistakes. Even when you discover your purpose, it doesn't look like you have envisioned in your mind. God has something so much bigger waiting for you. He has something so great. In fact, Kyle and I, we talk about, one of our mantras is Breck or better. A few years ago, we went to Breckenridge and we were taking the kids to a camp. They go to camp in Divide, Colorado, and we had a couple of days. So we went up and we got a little Airbnb in Breckenridge and we just walked around and we loved the environment. We loved just the walks in the morning, the little shops, the vibe there. We both love the mountains. We don't love the price tag to live in Breckenridge. And in fact, they made it so you can't really, you can't Airbnb things as easily anymore. I'm not going to go into that. That's a whole nother, that's an area that's not my expertise. But we were looking at what it would take to own a property there. And then when we found out you can't do short-term rentals, it was like, okay, well, this is not for us, because that's not those million-dollar price tags for this tiny one-room apartment is not really in our budget and or in our desires, really. But we knew that God has something for us. Otherwise, he wouldn't have put that on our hearts. And so when we say Breck or better, it's one of those, like, we're willing to make mistakes to get what God has for us. We're willing to try it and shift and change and pivot and backstep and leap forward. And we're willing to make the mistakes because we don't know really what's ahead of us. We know who is ahead of us. We know who's got us. We know whose vision we're following. But we have to be willing to make mistakes. As an Enneagram One, this is something I'm still learning. And it's not because I'm afraid to make mistakes. It's I don't want to mess up, and I don't want to mess other people up. I want to do things the right way. I want to, well, you know, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right. Well, by embracing the mistakes that I've made and realizing there's a couple things that I am still working on and I have not cracked the code, and it's clear that I haven't got a clear vision with what God wants me to do with it. I know I keep talking about this membership and it's coming, but I've tried to launch it, and then God's like, that's not what I asked you to do. And I'm like, well, then tell me what you want me to do. But if I didn't make the mistakes, I wouldn't know. The mistakes don't say anything about you as a person or the calling God's put in front of you. It means you're trying. Failing is the first attempt in learning. It gives you more information. It gives you clarity. It pushes you forward. And as long as you get back up, it's not detrimental. It's not the end. And so you're going to make mistakes when you're looking for your purpose, when you are looking to live your purpose. And I'm not just talking about, like, let's figure out what it is. I love helping women step into it, whether it's creating a ministry, whether it's creating a business, whether it's getting a promotion, whether it's just starting something to make an impact. It's what do you want to do with it? And I have personally made a lot of mistakes, and I have helped clients who have made mistakes who've come to me and it's like, okay, Tammy, what now? And it's like, no, it's not the end. It's not a failure if you're still growing, if you're still learning, if you're taking that information. And so you will make mistakes, embrace them. You may skin your knee, you may get a bloody elbow, you know, you may fall, you may get some bumps and bruises along the way, but it's worth it. The next one is it takes work, but not hustle. This one kind of goes along with the first, that to do something different, you have to be someone different. It has taken me a long time, and I'm still learning this. My go-to is busy work. When I am not super clear on what I want or where I'm going, I will fall into busy work, and it will start to encroach. And I have a clear vision. I've written out a really detailed vision of what I want my life to look like. Now, I'm very aware that God directs our paths, right? But we have to have it. Without a vision, people perish. Without an idea, what are we working for? And so creating that vision and realizing that part of it is not hustling. I don't want to work 24/7. I don't even want to work, you know, 24/3. Like, I would like to work, you know, 20, 30 hours a week. And I would like to enjoy my work so much that it doesn't feel like work. But it's not about hustling. It's about getting clear with the steps that you need to take. So when you start to feel the hustle, when you start, it's, you know, if it's to be, it's meant to be. If it's meant to be, it's up to me. There we go. If it's meant to be, it's up to me. Then that's when we need to take a step back. That's one reason why having a coach, having a mentor, having someone who's been through this before, that they can point out and say, hey, Tammy, you're hustling again. Tell me what you need to do and what the work looks like. Work on what's important, don't fill the day, don't fill the things with all the little things you're doing that aren't actually getting you the results that you need or that you want. And then the next one that I have for you is this one's one that's it's a little challenging for me. And it's one that is really important to understand, because when you're starting something new, when you are following God's dream, He has given that dream to you. And the people who are the closest to you, the people who are around you, the people who know you the most, they may not understand what you're going to do or what's happening or the dream that God's given you. Even if you explain it to them to the best of your ability, they don't have that same connection to it that you do. And it may seem crazy to them. They may think, how is this possible? What in the world are you doing, and why? What? There's a couple of people in my life who are like, is it even worth it? Because you're always so busy, and you're always, you know, jetting off. You're always doing something, and you always, you know, go from working with clients to working with the kids to, and I was like, it is worth it because I know what's coming. I know that there's balance. And every time I step forward, I get a clearer picture of the balance, and I see the life that I want, and I see the impact that's being made. And so there's some people around you that are not going to understand. They're not going to get your vision. They're not going to understand. And they are, a lot of times, recognize that they are responding to you. They're reacting to you from their fears versus your dreams or your motivations. It's things that may scare them, and that when you say it, it kind of directly attacks or directly confronts. They have to confront their own, are they living their dream? Are they stepping into their God vision? Are they listening to that inner knower, that voice that says, hey, I have something more for you, and I need you to step out of your comfort zone. I need you to do something different and be someone different. I need you to make a couple of mistakes, and I need you to stay focused on the work that I have for you, and not the hustle that the culture is telling you need to do. It's okay. We don't have to cut these people out of our lives. There are times that you may, like if they are speaking directly against what God has you do, and you may need to step back from them a little bit. But really, it's going to take a lot of prayer. But the thing that I want you to know is you can step forward into a group of women who get it, who may not understand your vision, but will support you every step of the way and help guide you and help you when you make mistakes and help you see some of the mistakes that are coming because they've made them themselves. But you can still have people around you. Even Jesus had to go outside of his home when he started his ministry. And so I don't think that he shared that for no reason. I think that was very evident. Is sometimes the people who know you the best, it's the hardest for them to see you in a new light, with a new calling, with a new focus, with setting down some of the expectations or some of the things that they're used to you doing, whether it's for them or for, you know, in just in general. When you set those things down because they don't belong on your shoulders anymore, it may be hard for them to see or to acknowledge or to, it may. And again, I think a lot of it, I don't want to say it's jealousy. I think it's really comes from a place of they don't want you to get hurt. They want the best for you, but let's not stretch because they don't want to see you struggle. There's just something about humans. We don't like to see other humans struggle, but we like to see other people, other humans overcome. So if you remind them that you're an overcomer, that the struggle is the refining process and it's the gold and it's going to help you get the life that you want. And in turn, it will help them, hopefully inspire them to start stepping into the life that they're called to be, to do, to have. And so these four things, when you are stepping into your purpose, when you are saying, yes, Lord, send me, these four things I want you to embrace, because every one of them I confront almost daily. these are things that are, they're still things that I have to intentionally say, okay, who do I need to be in order to show up on XYZ? Or, and it's more like, okay, Tammy, it's the confident you that needs to come forward. You need to just put on the cloak of confidence and go. Or it's the, you'll figure it out as you go, Tammy. These are all parts of me that I already possess, but I get to put it on a little stronger. I get to embrace it a little bit more. I get to look and see what Tammy gets to emerge from it. I get to be somebody a little different. I get to grow in this because it's a choice. So then there's that, you know, to do something different, you need to be someone different. You will make mistakes. The thing is the faster you make the mistakes, the faster you stand up, the faster you can move to the next thing and you gather information. It is okay to make mistakes. Just get back up and keep moving. And then it takes work, not hustle. Write out the definition of what it is. I'm sure you have some examples of times that you hustled. And there's times that maybe we need to, when you're trying to learn a new skill. Or I remember in softball when I was in high school, we hustled. We were the UK champion. So I went to high school in England and we were the UK champions in softball. And you don't get that by being complacent. But really, when I look, we did the work. We did the drills. We didn't just do all the things, and we did the things that mattered. And then we also rested and we had fun together and we bonded and we did. But so there's times that we felt like we were hustling, but that was short-lived. Those were moments. Then we would step back and we would just do the work and put in the reps. We would put in we would take the actions and put in the effort. But we didn't, if we stayed in that hustle, we would have burnt out. And that's what happens with you as well. Because you burn out when you feel like you always have to push harder and longer and faster and slower and do all the things. It's not about the hustle. So define, what does the hustle look like and what does the work look like? What's the busy work and what's actually moving the needle or what's getting you to the next destination? And then the final one is just the people around you may not understand and you need to give them grace for it. There may be a time that you can think back of a friend who was changing, stepping into her calling, her purpose, and you didn't understand. And did you support her? And if not, give yourself grace and say, okay, now I understand more. And give the grace to yourself and to those around you, because those people closest to you, they see you and they see what the picture you have now. They may not see who God's creating you to be, how he's shaping you to be, refining you, that they may not see that breath for better, but God does. So let them know also that it's okay if they don't completely understand, that you would appreciate and you would love their support anyway, and that you're going to go for it, because the alignment, the obedience that we have, the feeling of the obedience that we have when we step into our purpose is pretty darn amazing. All right, friend. Well, if you're tired of just feeling the numbness, feeling the anxiety, feeling the overwhelm, and feeling like there's something more, and you're like, no, Tammy, it is time to step into my purpose. Come to my workshop, How to Discover Your Purpose and Live It. We're not just going to define it. We're just not going to discover it, because at the end, what do you want to say? You want to live it and experience it. Life is about experiencing it. It's about creating memories. And it's about making an impact. It's not about just information. We have information overload. I don't know if you listened to the last podcast, but it was talking about that information overload and how it's the action that matters. And so come to my workshop. The show notes has the sign up for that. And I would love to hang out with you while you're there. And I'd love for you to just DM me and let's talk. Because the more I step into my purpose and calling, the more I love, and I just cannot wait to help you do it too. I've got some really exciting news. I just finished my certification for a certified business coach. And one of the reasons why I did this, because I do consider myself, I'm a purpose coach. I'm a confidence catalyst. I'm a joy cultivator. I want you to live the life that you want. And one thing that God has been showing me is my clients have this desire, this more that they feel, and they may not know at the very beginning, but they feel it, is that they want to start something. And so I would just, this is one thing that was put on my heart is, okay, if they want to start something, then just like using the experience I've had, but I get to step in and get some tools and I get to help guide them to the next steps of creating this thing. So creating a business, creating a ministry, helping them build that foundation. So not only discover who they want to be, but then live it. And it's like, that's, it's so exciting for me. It's so exciting. And I love it because this is what I was called to do. And so now I get to do it even more. So I'm super excited about that. But come to the workshop and let's talk about what it means. It's not as hard as you think. It doesn't take as much time as you think. I have been doing this over a couple of years. I've been in this world for about a decade now, and to see where it started and where I am now and seeing some of the shortcuts that I could have taken, that some of the things that I could have leaned into, some of the things I wish when I first started, I wish that I would have hired a coach from the very beginning. I didn't really understand who a coach was until I started to look, and God put it on my heart to be one. Because as a therapist, and we really look at what's going on, what happened, what got you to this place you are at now. But I always felt called to help you move forward. And so, and that's one of the things that I wish that I would have done earlier, is having someone who could ask me the right questions, who could guide me the right path, and who could help me clear the clutter of my mind and see what God has for me. But there's so many things that we can talk about, but I want you to come to the workshop. Time is our most valuable resource. It's the one thing, it's the one great equalizer. It's the one thing that once it's gone, we don't get it back. And friend, it is important. We have families who are watching us. We have friends who need us to step up so they can find the courage to step up as well. And if you're listening to this and you are, and you're feeling something, it's because you are a leader. It's because you have this desire for more. God has put a very specific calling on your heart, and let's figure out what it is and then let's do it. All right. Well, with that, I'm going to close. But I really want to see you at this workshop. So it is in the show notes, just click it, comes free. It's a free sign up, like come and hang out with me. You will walk away with some really valuable steps. I have no doubt that you'll find some clarity, even if it's simply just the desire to move forward. But I can't wait to see you, and I will talk to you soon. Choose joy until joy chooses you. Bye for now.